Today we celebrate the feast of the great French priest of the 17th century, St. John Eudes. St. John, who was born in the little town of Rie in the Diocese of Sens in the year 1601, of a good Catholic family, and he was very close to his father, very soon in his early life decided that God was calling him to the priesthood. And so he entered the seminary, and he became involved in a wonderful way with the great founder of the Oratory in France in the 17th century. Of course, the Oratory was founded by St. Philip Neri in Rome in the 16th century. But it was to spread. It has still spread even to this country, but in small parcels, and always seemed to do good work for the church and for tradition. Anyway, Father de Berulle was the founder of the Oratory in France, and St. John Eudes joined him. And he and others later on were to have a friendly break-off, in a sense, and start a society of priests dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, St. John was friends with St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, with many of the other saints, St. Vincent de Paul, and others who were involved in Claude de la Colombière, many others. There's many others. Interesting, France in the 17th century, perhaps in the future they will look back at America in the 20th and 21st century and say, you know, this was such a corrupt century, so much evil, so much immorality, and yet there were very many great saints, just like in the 15th century, in the 16th century, in the church altogether. And so many wonderful saints came forth from the ruins, from the fires of those who refused to follow Christ, who were heretics or were immoral. And not all people who are heretics are immoral, and not all people who are immoral are heretics. Those are two separate things. But, and we remember, of course, St. Vincent de Paul's father, when he found out from the son, he asked permission to be allowed to enter the seminary. The father said, I would rather see you dead, because the clergy was so corrupt. This is the same time as lived St. John Eudes. And so, difficult times, stressful times produce great saints. The more putrid the flower bed is, the more beautiful flowers will come forth from it. And so St. John Eudes did this, and then he eventually founded the Sisters of the Good Shepherd of Our Lady of Charity. And there are many saints that came forth from that. He wrote a lot about the Sacred Heart, about the Immaculate Heart, perhaps in modern times, one of the great apostles of both devotions. And the Collect of today speaks about the fact that he brought these things to the liturgy, to the faith, to the life of the faith of the church. And he wrote wonderful things about the priesthood. When I first took on my recent two disciples, and my last ones, I'm not ever taking anybody else again. It is dreadful and much suffering, because they kick you in the teeth, and then finally they say, you are right, canon, and we are sorry that we did what we did. But that's the way it is. They are not perfect disciples. They are rebellious, willful children that should be slapped around as willful children need to be. But yet, they have grown and are progressing. But one of the things that I would read with them every day for about half an hour, one of the first books that we read was the book of St. John Eudes on the priesthood. And I remember a seminarian in Rome telling me, you know, when I read that book, I really wanted to pack my bags and run away, because it is obvious that God expects so much of his priests and of those who are preparing for the priesthood. And I said, well, I'm glad you didn't. And he says, yes, now I see that one can overcome all difficulties with the help of God, with the help of his saints. And so St. John Eudes wrote some beautiful words about the priesthood and the Eucharist, which I recommend to you, even though, as far as I can see, none of you are going to be priests, or nuns, for that matter. Maybe Peter or Orlando are going to be nuns, but none of this and none of that. But anyway, St. John Eudes is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful saint. And so he died in the year 1680 after a very fruitful and exhausting life. And so I hope that when my time comes, which is hopefully soon, that I will die exhausted from a very fruitful life. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.